This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is massive. Isaiah Hartenstein is leaving the Knicks and signing a massive new contract to join OKC. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Hartenstein leaves the Knicks for OKC. For weeks now, we've been reporting that it was likely Hartenstein was going to leave New York and likely join another team, only due to the amount of money he was going to get in free agency. The Knicks were capped at 4 years, $72.5 million in terms of the offer that they could give him. But other teams could go above the Knicks, and that's exactly what happened. Also, I apologize for my voice. On Friday, I went to see WWE SmackDown. Jalen Brunson was in attendance, and I lost my mind and I was screaming. So I apologize for my voice being a little bit hoarse. Either way, let's take a look at the following reports indicating that Hartenstein has indeed signed a new contract with OKC and is leaving the Knicks. According to Woj, the Oklahoma City Thunder have signed Isaiah Hartenstein to a three-year, $87 million deal. Oklahoma City makes another move to fortify their standing as a legitimate title contender for next season. According to resident NBA insider Fred Katz of The Athletic, he states the following. Hartenstein is a tremendous fit in Oklahoma City. He doesn't just help with their rim protection and rebounding. He also fits perfectly into their mode of quick decision makers. OKC's offense is all about screening quick, passing quick, and cutting quick. Hartenstein is the ideal player for them. Katz continues here by stating, for those in doubt, the Knicks offered Hartenstein the full four-year, $72.5 million deal they could, according to league sources. He elected to test out free agency. The Knicks never pulled the offer. They wanted him back. They just weren't allowed to pay him enough. Let's be clear here. The Knicks, if they could have paid him more, they absolutely would have, and they would have retained Ihart and kept him on this roster because they know exactly what we saw last year. Ihart is a great player for this team. He has chemistry with this team. His pick and roll with Jalen Brunson was very, very good. His defense, his rebounding, his passing, all key for this Knicks team. We needed him back. We needed to retain him. And now, the Knicks are going to go into free agency and see if they can find another center that they can replace him with. It's going to be very hard to do so. At this point in time, though, it's clear. Mitchell Robinson is likely going to be the starting center for the Knicks next season, and whoever the Knicks sign in free agency, that's going to be the center coming off the bench for New York. But let's continue with these reports. Shout out to Ian Bagley of SNY for giving us the following information. According to him, as you'd imagine, this was a tough call for Hartenstein. He loved his teammates, energy of the fan base, the city, the opportunity for a big raise. OKC, 3 years, $87 million. New York, 4 years, $72 million. While maintaining a chance to compete for a title was a factor. If another cap space team that was rebuilding made this offer to Hartenstein, it may have been a different outcome. Knicks did everything they could to keep Hartenstein and made the decision so hard for him. It was not an obvious decision for Hartenstein, even at the salary OKC was offering him. Remember, Hartenstein was on a $1.7 million deal a few years ago. If the Knicks weren't limited by the early bird rights rule in the CBA, it's fair to assume they could have kept Isaiah Hartenstein. This is a major blow for the Knicks. They needed to retain Isaiah Hartenstein, his offense inside the paint, his floater game, his passing, his rebounding, his defense, his blocked shots. They were all important for this Knicks team. It was a main reason why, even though the Knicks were dealing with so many injuries, we still took the number two seed. And even though this likely means that Mitchell Robinson is going to start, and if you're thinking about a starting unit of OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges, and Mitchell Robinson, yes, on paper, defensively, that sounds amazing, unstoppable. It sounds like a nightmare for opposing teams. So I'll give you that. However, when I think about the pick and roll, when I think about the passing, when I think about the positioning inside the paint, and I look at iHeart gives the Knicks all of that. That's why we needed to retain him. Mitchell Robinson, great offensive rebounder, amazing defender, blocked shots like nobody else. However, offensive game, limited. Positioning, especially inside the paint, very bad, and he cannot pass the ball well. When you look at all of that, and you weigh the pros of keeping Mitchell Robinson or keeping Isaiah Hartenstein, Hartenstein remaining on this Knicks team is exactly what New York needed. He just gives you more positives. Mitchell Robinson, great player, love Mitch and love his ability. The unfortunate part with Mitch is, and it's always going to be the case moving forward, his availability. It never has to do with talent. I want to make this clear. I love Mitch. I love his talent. And I love what he means for this Knicks team when healthy. The problem is that when healthy part keeps getting less and less each and every year. He's dealing with another injury each and every year. How many games is he going to play next year? 40 games? 50 games? If we hope and pray. Could he play 60 games? Because that's what we're talking about. It's likely he's never going to play a full season in his entire career moving forward for the Knicks. He's going to be limited. And if he's limited, it's likely going to mean he's not going to be available for...
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
That many games for the Knicks. And that means somebody else that they sign, maybe in free agency coming off the bench, is going to have to do their best Isaiah Hartenstein impersonation. Because not just anybody can come off the bench and give you impactful starter minutes. Mitchell Robinson going down and iHeart emerging, that was never supposed to happen. Nobody thought it was going to happen. But once it did, the Knicks saw they had a rising star in Isaiah Hartenstein. And they knew they needed to do everything in their power to re-sign him. They would have absolutely re-signed him if they were allowed to do so. But unfortunately, with this new CBA rules, they were not allowed to do so. And OKC walked on in, gave iHeart a massive deal, and now he's with them. And like Fred Katz stated, he is the ideal player for that roster. For me, I think he should start for that team. I don't know if he will or not, but the fact of the matter is, he can stay with that team, he can compete for a chip, he can make a lot of money, and he can still be a very impactful player for that team moving forward. That likely was what swayed him and led him to join OKC. If Detroit was offering him that contract, he likely would have not taken it because Detroit is not a contender. Even though Detroit could have paid him a lot of money, gave him that starting position, it doesn't matter as much to iHeart. It seemed for Isaiah Hartenstein, he wanted to get paid, but also he still wanted to have a chance to compete for a championship. And at this point in his career, Only two teams were giving him that option, the Knicks and OKC. But OKC gave him that option plus more money. When you add all of that up, it leads to Isaiah Hartenstein leaving the Knicks and joining OKC. And with that move, we know that Mitchell Robinson will absolutely be the starting center for the Knicks. The only question is, who's going to be his backup? I don't think it's going to be Jericho Sims, even though he could be the backup. I think the Knicks are going to go into free agency, look at other big men available, and try to sign one of them. The only problem is, all the premier big men that were available basically signed yesterday to other teams. The only big man that's available right now, in my opinion, that I think the Knicks should go after and sign is Gogo Batase. He has size. He has length. He can score inside the paint. He can defend. He can block shots. We already saw him do this with Orlando. So clearly, if he came to the Knicks, being a backup for Mitchell Robinson, he absolutely could do that. During the regular season for the Orlando Magic, when Wendell Carter Jr. was injured and he was missing a lot of games, the Orlando Magic inserted Goga into the lineup and he helped them win a lot of games. He had an impact. He was doing things that nobody expected him to do, and he was raising his value in the process. And now the Knicks have an opportunity to strike and get him on this roster. Is he the same player as Isaiah Hartenstein is? No. Will he play the same way? No. Is his skill set the same? No. However, he's still a solid big, he's a solid backup, and he still gives you things similar to what iHeart gave you. Maybe not the exact same thing, but for being a backup, being low cost, and being somebody that can play behind Mitchell Robinson, Goga checks all the boxes, and right now, the Knicks need to jump after him, pay him some money, and get him on this team. They cannot let another team sign this man. Right now, after losing iHeart, the Knicks need to make a decision. They need to sign another big, and they need to make that decision extremely quickly. If they wait, a couple of these other bigs will no longer be available. And you have to understand that if you're the Knicks. We also have to remember, this was a very hard decision for Isaiah Hartenstein. He likely didn't want to leave, but look at the difference in pay. We're talking 4 years, $72 million, and 3 years, $86 million. He is making a lot more money joining the Oklahoma City Thunder. Anybody who was his agent would have told him to do the same thing. It definitely was a hard decision for him. I don't blame him at all. Listen, if you have this much of a difference in terms of money on the table, you're a big man, and you're never sure what your next payday is going to look like, you have to take the money on the table. That's exactly what he did. I'm not mad at iHeart. I don't have any ill feelings toward him. I'm not going to boo him when I see him come to the Garden, because when he was playing here, he did his best and gave all he could. The Knicks absolutely would have re-signed him if they could have went against the CBA and offered him more money. But they were limited in terms of what they could offer him. And that is the only reason why iHeart is part of OKC right now. But it definitely breaks my heart. I did not want to see this. I wanted to see the Knicks bring back iHeart so we could have the starting five that could run through the league. But with Mitchell Robinson as part of that starting unit, with Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, that might be the best starting unit in terms of defense in the entire NBA. Only time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see how this Knicks team responds and performs with the roster we currently have and we're building. But it's clear, as of right now, the Knicks are a little bit of a worse team because we lost Isaiah Hartenstein. The Knicks still have a chance to fill the void, though, by looking at free agents in free agency and making notable upgrades. We're going to have to wait and see how Leon Rose and this Knicks front office responds. However, if the pass is any indication, when the Knicks get knocked down, not only do they get up again, but they move forward in an even better way. I can't wait to see what Leon Rose's response is to this situation. But what about you guys? What do you think about this unfortunate news indicating that the Thunder have signed Isaiah Hartenstein to a 3-year, $87 million deal? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.